Mittlerer Schulabschluss 2008, Berlin, schriftliche Prüfung Englisch.
Listening, Part 1. Radio Announcements. Announcement 1. Missing Woman. Before we come to the traffic update, there is an announcement from the Forest Hill Police. They are looking for Ellen Pilkington, who disappeared from St. Mary's home on Monday morning. She is 72 years old, has white hair, and when she was last seen, she was wearing a skirt, a long beige jacket, and carrying a plastic bag. Mrs. Pilkington is confused and urgently needs medical help. If you see her, please contact St. Mary's Nursing Home at 0208 565 7659 or call Forest Hill Police Station.
Announcement 2. Traffic. This is Claire McMasters with the latest traffic news update from the London Radio News Helicopter. Generally, traffic in the central London area seems to be flowing rather smoothly this morning. There is just one serious trouble spot. Regent Street is closed northbound at the Hanover Street junction because of roadworks. Regent Street will be closed until midnight, so expect some delays in the whole area and allow for at least 20 minutes extra travelling time. We'll keep you up to date with traffic and weather on the hour. The time now is 10:05.
Listening Part 2. Radio Spots. Spot 1. ABCs.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
Your kids are so young. Do you really need to start talking to them about alcohol now? Well, yes, it can make a big difference, especially when they're around 8.
Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z.
Because today, kids think about drinking younger and younger. So it's important to explain to them how you feel about underage drinking early on.
Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me?
Because before you know it, they're all grown up.
A teenage girl having trouble with a roadside sobriety test, saying her ABCs wrong.
Q, R, S, D, U, T. Wait, can I start over, officer?
Be the first person to talk to your kids about alcohol. For a free pamphlet and help with what to say, call us at 1-800-237-5050. A message from the Massachusetts Department of Public Health, Bureau of Substance Abuse Services. Prevent, treat, recover for life.
Spot 2. Get active. Hi there. Whilst you're thinking about your day, think about being active. Right now, you could be riding a bike to work, walking to the bus or train, or parking further from work. To get active, just a little bit more. Even choosing 3 10-minute sessions every day can lead to a healthier lifestyle. Just 30 minutes physical activity plus healthy food choices. Come on, learn more at eatwellbeactive.qld.gov.au.
Spot 3, AmeriCorps.
On August the 29th, Hurricane Katrina devastated the Gulf Coast. Ever since, AmeriCorps members have been there to help the survivors.
It's pretty bad. I just feel that I'm doing my part. People are needing things and you're helping them get them. Like you can't fix their lives, but you can make day-to-day life a little bit easier. And that's what puts me in use.
Every day, AmeriCorps is helping communities throughout the nation. Get involved.
Spot 4. Prom.
Hi, it's Steve. Leave a message.
Steve, are you there? It's 8. Is everything okay? You were supposed to be at my house a half hour ago. You know we're missing the prom.
Just tell your date that you got stoned and forgot about her. She'll understand.
I'll just try your cell phone. Thanks a lot.
Responsibility, your anti-drug.
Listening Part 3. An audio tour of the Taj Mahal. Welcome, dear visitors. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the great Taj Mahal, the monument and tomb of Mumtaz Mahal, beloved wife of the Mughal Emperor Shah Jahan, the most powerful king in all of India. Before you begin your tour of the monument, please take a closer look at the two portraits in front of you, showing Jahan and his young bride Mumtaz on their wedding day in the year 1612. They had met 5 years before at a marketplace. Jahan was 15 and Mumtaz was only 14 years old. It was love at first sight, and Prince Jahan couldn't wait to marry her. But the royal astrologer said that according to the stars, the wedding could not take place until 5 years later. Throughout their marriage, the two lovers could not bear to be separated, and so Mumtaz even accompanied Shah Jahan when he went to fight in wars. It was in the year 1631, during one of these military expeditions, that she gave birth to their 14th child and fell terribly ill.
Mumtaz.
Jahan.
Please, do not leave me.
My dearest husband, I know I'm dying and I cannot bear to see you suffer so. But hear me, my love. Build me a mausoleum, a wonderful Taj, as a symbol of our never-ending love, and then I will always be close to you.
A Taj? A mausoleum? Yes, I will. I promise to build you the most perfect monument the world has ever seen.
That day, Mumtaz Mahal died. And it is said that Shah Jahan was so heartbroken that within weeks all his hair turned as white as snow. The Shah kept the promise he had made to Mumtaz on her deathbed. He immediately began plans to create a memorial of such perfection that it would be seen by all as the living symbol of their eternal love. Now turn to your left and go towards the main gate. While you are walking, listen to Shahrukh, one of the 20,000 people who worked on the Taj Mahal. Altogether, it took them no less than 22 years of extremely hard work to finish the monument.
I was one of the master craftsmen who helped to create this magnificent building. The Taj Mahal was constructed using materials from all over India and Asia, and over 1,000 elephants were needed to bring these materials to the construction site. Instead of stone, we used white marble. Instead of ordinary metal, we used a huge amount of gold and silver. Whole walls were covered with 28 different types of jewels.
Shah Jahan spent what today would be about $200 million to build this monument for just one person. Just imagine what could have been done with this money for the good of the whole country. And to make sure that nobody would ever again build another monument of such perfection, legend has it that Shah Jahan ordered the death of the chief architect. You have now arrived at the main gate, which is a monument in itself. Please look closely at the delicate Hindu and Islamic motifs that decorate the walls. As you pass through the gate and enter the Taj garden, stop for a moment. Directly in front of you is the Taj itself, the tomb of Mumtaz Mahal. It looks rather small from here, doesn't it? But as we walk towards the mausoleum, you can see how large it really is. Do you see how the Taj is reflected in the long pool in front of you? Isn't it magnificent? Now let's walk along the pool towards the tomb, and then turn left at the end.
Listening, part 4. Cool.
Welcome to the Teens Radio Show. Our topic today is Keep Cool. In the studio here with me is 16-year-old Tony from New York City, who looks extremely trendy today. Wow, that's what I call cool.
Hi, everyone.
Right beside him is his mother, Chelsea.
Nice to meet you.
Last but not least, there is Jamie Johnson, also known as JJ, who works for very big firms.
Hi, everyone.
Tony, would you tell us about yourself and your lifestyle?
Sure, I'm really into fashion. You know, new styles, designing things, that's really cool. When I finish school, I want to be a designer. I think that'll be cool.
Now, what is this thing called cool?
That's something everyone has to decide for themselves. I think skateboarding is cool. My mom thinks her mobile phone is cool. It's actually very hard to define.
So, JJ, you say you're a cool hunter. Would you please tell our listeners what that is?
As a cool hunter, I work with teenagers like Tony on the one hand and with big firms on the other. I'm a trend spotter, really. I try to find and understand new trends in clothes or hairstyles, electronics or music, for instance. And when I find something really cool, I pass it on to a big firm, and then this firm puts it on the market.
Hmm. So you get to know a lot of young people then. But where do you meet them?
Well, on shows like this, for instance. You see, I try to find youngsters who are leaders in their group. Then I get them interested in what we do. Let's say a kid is into music or sports. We put a digital camera around their necks, give them a laptop, and, of course, pay them for the reports they bring back to us.
So what do you do with all the information you get?
Well, when we have all the information together on the latest trends, we put it on our website. Big firms log on to our website and buy the information from us. So these firms can then come up with new trendy products. If a firm sells this new product quickly, it can make a lot of money. And the teenagers are also happy to buy a cool new product.
Well, teens definitely seem to be an interesting consumer group for a lot of these companies.
Exactly. You know, we call them the three-in-one market. They have plenty of pocket money themselves. They can get their parents to buy more things for them by using Pester Power.
Pester Power? Never heard of that. Could you explain that, please?
Yeah, sure. They keep on asking their parents for something until they get it. Where was I? Oh, yes, the three-in-one market. Kids have their own money. They pester their parents, and firms also see teens as future buyers. So they want the kids to keep buying their products.
Do you have any idea how much it costs us parents to keep our kids cool? And all your advertising doesn't exactly make life easier. Advertising, I hate it. Firms telling them to buy this product and only this product. This shampoo will make your hair look cool. These jeans will make you look sexy. All these ads keep telling teens that if they aren't trendy, they are losers. I've had enough.
Hey, we don't believe a word of these advertisements anyway. You see, I make a lot of decisions for myself. I experiment a lot in my spare time, like this pair of cycling shorts with built-in airbags I've designed. So if you fall off the bike, you won't hurt yourself. I'm really into designing outdoor gear, and I call it cool protection.
Tony, maybe we could get into business. You're really cool, man.
You see, Tony, this is exactly what I hate about this cool hunting business. People like JJ want to market your hairstyle, market your style of clothes and how you live. And when they're done with that, they'll move on to the next trendsetters.
But that's what it's all about, Mom. Cool keeps changing. The style appears in a shop, and after a while it stops being cool because everybody has it.
You got it, man.
I'm afraid we have to stop for a short break for some advertising.